Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this session, we shall study another very important directive of Islam, which has become a very thorny issue in the minds of the modern man. And that is that a person or a Muslim has been given the right to marry from among the people of the book. Although this is absolutely correct that a Muslim man can marry women from Christians and from the Jews. However, if we study the context of the Quran, it becomes absolutely clear that this permission has been given, and it is highly desirable that this permission should be benefited from in circumstances in which the cultural, the political, and the social values of Islam reign supreme. In other words, a person should marry the people from among the people of the book, women from among the people of the book, in areas in which Islam has become a dominant force, so that the children which are going to be raised in the future and the wife herself is subjected to the authority of Islam in these various categories. Needless to say that Islam and the book it gives is a coherent book. The book of God consists of directives which are coherent and which must be understood in their proper context. And if we analyze the context of this directive, we come to the conclusion that it has been given when Islam had become a dominant force in Arabia. The verse which actually gives this permission must be studied in conjunction with the previous verse, which tells us the time when this permission was actually given to the Muslims. The previous verse reads, الْيَوْمَ يَئِسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن دِينِكُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنَ الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day, the believers have abandoned all hope of vanquishing your religion. Have no fear of them. Fear me. This day, I have completed your religion for you and completed my favor upon you and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. The word al-yawm, translated as this day, itself is significant enough to merit our attention. It says that at a certain point of time, when Islam has been, its revelation has completed, and also it has become a dominant force, only then this certain conditions, certain permission which are given to Muslims, which is going to be mentioned in the coming verse. And the coming verse reads, al-yawma uhilla lakum at-tayyibat wa ta'amul ladhina utul kitaba hillul lakum wa ta'amukum hillul lahum والمحصنات من المؤمنات والمحصنات من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم إذا آتيتموهن أجورهن محسنين غير مسافحين ولا متخذي أخدان. Again, as I said, this verse also begins with the word al-yawm, this day all things good and pure are made lawful to you. The food of the people of the book is lawful to you and yours to them. Lawful to you are the chaste among the believing women and the chaste women among the people of the book, provided that you give them their dowries and desire chastity, neither committing fornication and nor taking them as mistresses. So again, as I said, that this verse also occurs in the context in which a certain directive has been given, and these times were the times in which Islam had become a very dominant force in Arabia, and it is very understandable that in such circumstances, if a lady from among the people of the book, a person marries her, then there is all the chance that she would live in subservience to the traditions and customs of Islam. And of course, the generation that she's going to raise ahead would also be influenced and positively impressed by these traditions of Islam. So therefore, Muslims must realize this fact that this, although they have been given this option to marry from among the people of the book, but the context of the Quran is very clear. It says that this permission should be sought when the cultural religious traditions of Islam reign supreme in a territory. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.